So other problems remain. Oh, boy. We have already seen that God routinely intervenes, either stopping or preventing evil from happening. Look at the penultimate, a full idea of Scripture. I mean, the plagues, God is intervening.
Yeah.
Parting the Red Sea, God is intervening.
Yeah.
In a drastic way.
Yeah.
Saying that Cyrus will come and liberate the oppressed people of the Babylonians, of the Jewish people of the Babylonians, and then take themselves in captivity, and then God's going to judge Cyrus for his evil actions as well, but he's going to return the people to the land. How can he say that?
Yeah.
Cyrus is a free creature, a free creature in the future. He doesn't know that Cyrus's great-great-great-grandparents are going to get together, unless he violates their free will in some fashion to make sure that they get together, so he is his decree of, hey, Isaiah, write down Cyrus so that when Cyrus reads this, you can see the little tube that has been discovered that has the decree of let the Jewish people go back to the land and build the wall. How can he make that decree? How does prophecy happen within this?
Right,
so right. I may be getting a little more here, but you know, we're sticking gratuitous free will. I'm trying to do that. So there are just other issues here. We have already seen that God routinely intervenes, either stopping or preventing evil from happening, nonetheless allowing all sorts of other evils to persist. This means that God stands inescapably behind evil that free will theists otherwise consider senseless, contributing to no real good whatsoever. Free will theism debases the fullness of God's omnipotence as well as his omnibenevolence, his all-knowing and his all-goodness. A theodicy having any worth whatsoever can never in any case compromise the perfections of God's attributes. This is kind of anathema.
Right. So if your theology,
right,
and even your theodicy, where you're attempting to defend a particular position, ends up violating, you know, God's perfect attributes like his all powerful, right, omnipotence, or his omnibenevolence is all good. If it violates those, something's wrong with your theodicy,
right,
with your theology, right? And you have to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, it seems, right, to violate this kind of divine simplicity where all the characters of God work together and not be opposed to each other. And so this seems to be stripping away certain aspects or certain qualities that we see in Scripture and we have come to know through Orthodox Christianity. And it seems to change the entire nature of God so that he's out of balance.
Yeah, good. So libertarian free will figures prominently in most Christian responses to evil, right? This particular defense is prominent, right, when people attempt to deal with the problem of evil. And he says that this is unfortunate because it shifts our focus away from Scripture's testimony of God's glorious character and ends up compromising it, that is God's character, in favor of preserving an all-consuming good of the gemstone we call free will. Right? Preserving this sort of creaturely freedom as a solution to the problem of evil is unashamedly, he says, man-centered, not God-centered, right? Free will becomes a convenient escape hatch of the value of the valuable good that so many think it turns out to be is really an illusion, he says, forfeiting all of its trumpeted, upped explanatory power, right? So free will isn't as good, he's trying to say, this particular defense, as those who defend it seem to think it is, right?
Right.
It demeans God, it's man-centered, it makes us, you know, kind of in control of situations, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so if you're waiting for are you just saying that we're all robots that have zero choice whatsoever and all this stuff, that chapter's coming. So just right. Just a little
Hang
patient.
On.
We're only human. We're trying to get, we've freely gone through this
we
chapter.
We exist in time.
Yeah. There are people way smarter than us that have written many, many books. And so if you need to jump ahead, jump ahead. But we're going at the pace that the author has described here. We're confined. We're restrained to the book.
That's right. Because, yeah.